I can loan you one of mine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is not.
No.
That came out of my pocket. That was mine all along.
Thank you. Thank
you. You can borrow mine because, see, they match. That was in my pocket. This is... Yeah, whatever. Sorry.
So I see that we have scheduled a gender request review along with a preliminary study meeting, and as I understand it, we don't have minutes today to review.
Correct.
We'll do those next meeting then.
Correct.
For the day, okay? Let me take that.
I think she's got a time constraint too, Ron, just so you know.
Go right ahead, Nikki.
I have a couple of requests to review to be placed on the agenda. Ms. Carol Davis is requesting... about 15 minutes of your time, possible executive personnel.
When's that? When's she wanting that? Did she have a date?
She did not.
We have... been chatting with different elected officers because during the budgetary time we told them that during June we would look at the budget, look at finances, look at the revenues that have come in and make other decisions. So gentlemen, if we are in fact going to talk to different elected officials or make those decisions prior to meeting with them individually, maybe we should set that time for us to have that discussion and then meet with, because we're going to have different requests from different officers.
Oh, absolutely. Let me look here real fast. Let's put her tentatively on the agenda for Monday, the 20th, and that way we can schedule Thursday for us to have that conversation. Hold on. What do you think about that, guys?
Is Thursday going to be enough time for us to do that?
We have time Thursday to have our initial conversation regarding that. I mean, I know what the story is going to be with that request. So I agree, Ron. We need to have a discussion first about staffing, personnel, where we sit with the state of the county after 6 months.
Sorry, with you. Let's schedule her for Monday.
Schedule
the 20th. And let's
let's schedule us this Thursday morning.
For how long?
An hour. We can do an executive probably. Oh, no, it's personnel, so we have to talk about
half and half.
Well, let's start an open session. I would prefer not to go into executive unless
we talk
specific
about people.
But it has to be posted.
We have a challenge for Thursday.
We have a challenge Thursday.
This Thursday. You've requested for personal reasons to be off in the afternoon.
Yes.
You also have OCAC in the morning. So it'd be
challenges.
What time is the OCAC meeting?
9 o'clock in Branson.
And?
Like 9 to 10:30 is...
And
that includes your drive time.
And I had some commitments in the afternoon also Thursday. So what time do we have on Thursday then, you're thinking? 10:30 to 1?
If I'm going to be at the OCAC meeting till 10:30, I won't be here till 11.
Okay. 11 to...
One.
I can go 11 to 1 or 11 to 2.
I have to be in Springfield by 2.
Correct.
11 to 1?
11 to 1, and we'll...
Is that right with you, Ron?
Try to eat in here.
Yeah, we'll just eat in. And that would give us 3 hours. Because Wednesday I'm in Jeff City all day. And so why don't we try to shoot...
How would you like me to title this?
How about budget review?
Yeah.
With the possibility of going into executive?
Yeah.
And put all the pursuants, all three of them, 1, 2, 3, and 12?
I wonder if it would be possible to move Mr. Finley today to that meeting where we can also chat with him about
that'd be good.
His budget.
Because we'll just postpone the conversation we had today.
I'll have to notify Jimmy.
On what? No, that's different.
Budgetary review with the county auditor, I think, was
scheduled. Now he has it 9:05, and we're just going to move the 9:05 to that.
Monthly budget report.
Because he can give us an update.
No.
I'm talking about the 9:05 meeting. We're going to move the 9:05 to this.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'd be fine. And would you notify Rick on the way out that he's going to be moved to
Thursday
at 11 o'clock. Because I have a feeling there'll be some elected officials in there, and that would be good for him to be able to speak to them at that point.
How you feel?
11?
Yes, this is right at 11. Is that right with you, Rod?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we need to do.
Okay. And there may be some...
An hour?
Let's give it an hour.
Yes.
Okay. And let's... We may want to invite a few key elected officials. I mean, that one request wouldn't be up for her to hear this conversation. That way we may eliminate that. Just invite them to listen. We'll think about that. We got time to invite, so.
Okay, just let me know.
Just go ahead and schedule it for the commission.
For this Thursday.
And Mr. Finley.
Correct.
Yes. Perfect.
And you've got executive session possible for that.
Correct.
I mean, we're talking about some offices that just have one person in the office. So,
right.
I mean, at that point, you have to.
Now, I think that it should be scheduled for more than just personnel. We may actually enter into contract.
Well, that's right. So I have to put them all down.
Okay.
Put them all down. 1, 2, 3, and 12, whatever we normally do. What is that?
Kelly Vaught with Coastal Energy would like 15 minutes of your time to discuss the asphalt oil portion of the road materials bid.
Has he talked to Randy Hayes yet?
I can call him in.
Has this bid already been let?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's already been awarded?
Yes.
And if it's an oil concern, it'd be Randy.
Send them to the road and bridge department.
Make sure he's talked to Randy first.
Okay.
Now, is that... did he have a subject matter other than just oil concerns? I mean, is that what it says?
He wants to talk about that portion of that bid.
Yeah, he needs to talk to Randy first. That's the proper chain.
Randy can bring the information to us.
And if it needs to come before us, then...
I'd like for note for Randy and Harlan to get together. And
what time do you need to walk... I'm sorry, what time do you have to leave to go check the mailbox? In 5 minutes?
Close to 9 o'clock, I mean, so...
Okay. She's doing purchasing rolls, too, and she wants to check the...
We have two.
Okay.
Have they both been received?
No.
They have not.
No.
The length you have. Send up to her and call them right now.
Okay. Is it...
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Waiting on that one.
Rick, we just rescheduled you to 11 because we're going to have a big old discussion with some elected officials on Thursday. Is that right? I was giving you a heads up.
We're going to have a discussion on Thursday regarding the budget, and we felt that would be a good time to have the budget update so that you can be present for that. And if you will be present for that, we're going to discuss all that we had chatted about in January during budgetary time, where we're at financially, what we may or may not do with different offices and requests that were given at that time. We felt that would be a good time for that report.
We're thinking 11 for an hour.
11 to 12.
That way we just have one. You can give us the state of the county, and people can listen in and see where we are with departments and stuff.
Thank you.
And we'll send you an email. There's a few key departments that are sending emails, so we'll make sure you're well abreast of those.
I spoke with Mr. Wolf again this week, requesting time with you gentlemen.
Yes.
He wants to go over the document that I've already given to you, and he wants to make sure that you guys will stay in line according to what this document says.
Is it a document from us?
No. It's a plaque.
He wants to present some vacation of roads.
And he wants to make sure you're going to accept it before he pays for a survey. Basically,
we can't do that until we have the hearing.
I tried to explain that to him, and he was not hearing any part of that.
I talked to him.
Right.
I talked to him there and told him there's four times a year that we can do this. They need to come in, present their evidence.
He said, I want to talk to them before.
We have four hearings a year on vacationing, and that's when they present their case. And even if I did see it, uh-huh, I will not tell him how I'm voting because make a decision until four times a year on that.
And I tried to explain that to him, and he was not wanting to listen to anything I had to say.
Well, that's just interesting.
John, I think we're going to have one public comment. So
what would you like me to do with...
I would like... Has he talked to our attorney?
I know he initially had talked to Pat Keck.
Okay, because really, in times past, the attorneys talked, worked through all the details, make sure the paperwork is in place, and then they present. But that's what the process is, to have a pre-hearing.
It's state statute. We can't do it.
Well, I mean, I think it defeats the purpose of the other.
I agree.
The true.
Let me express what I think about that.
Go ahead.
If a vacation comes before me, and the vacation's in order, and all property owners that are contiguous and have anything to say about that particular road that wants to be vacated, I can't see that I'm not going to be in favor of it. However, if there are parties that on that day show up to offer resistance to the vacation, that makes the entire vacation process different.
If
all parties are accepting of it and are in favor of it, won't be a problem with me. But I
just don't think that's that. When people are vacating roads, the citizens know they have one opportunity in a public hearing to hear the facts, and for us to have a pre-meeting is not right. It defeats the message. Defeats the whole meeting.
I did try to explain that to him. He wanted something from you gentlemen, so I'll go back to him and convey what you just said.
Do we need to put it in writing? Would that help?
No.
Okay.
Is that now the vacation process is the first week in July? Is it the first Monday in July?
Yes, which will be a Tuesday, right?
Yes, it'll be a Tuesday.
The 5th.
Because of the
4th. Of July.
But he hasn't gotten any documents, so that means it's going to be pushed to October.
Yeah, if he hasn't done any postings, doesn't have to be posted 30 days or 2 weeks.
Well, then the answer is pretty clear. It won't be approved if he hasn't followed the law.
But he needs to
maybe talk with our counsel if he has questions.
I'll have him speak with Mr. Cotty.
Yes, I think that's probably the best thing to do.
Okay.
That or Jan. That or Pat.
Spoke with Mr. Connell, which we've been trying to schedule some time with him.
Yes.
The 20th in the afternoon or the 23rd at any time.
20th? The 20th is the next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, or the 23rd?
Uh-huh.
What day does that fall on?
Thursday.
Or this Thursday.
It won't be possible.
This Thursday, we only have 3 hours, and we already used 1 hour of it.
We only have 2 hours. 11 to 1.
How about... correct, we only had 2 hours, not 3 hours. I'm open to the 23rd.
I'll be fine.
I think we've already got a 9 o'clock for 30 minutes, so... Yeah, after that. We already have a 30-minute for 911 advisory board meeting, so...
Okay.
Great!
Do you have any notes on what that concerns? Is he put it on his request?
Yeah, he has a couple emails he sent out.
I guess it was email.
Same thing. It's going to be IDA board. It's going to be OED.
Nikki versus
Glenn. Okay. She's got to run, though.
Yeah, she's got to go.
I understand.
Jillian has been unsuccessful so far making phone calls to no one's answering. She's been successful making the phone calls, but... No one's answering.
No answer.
Either location, and no one's answering their cell phone.
Okay, I can do this other during regular. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow. Mr. Gets two microphones, you get two microphones, I only get one. It's amazing.
Mr. Shantz, I see that you have signed up for public comment. Would you like to join us at the podium? What?
He's the only
one. Okay, thank
you. You should make that a song.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
History is being made today. Second time I'm here this year. Now, I came last week. Basically, I wanted to see what Billy Long had to say. That was my main purpose. So I felt worse last week, but I came, and here's what I want to say. I've enjoyed last week's meeting, and I've spoke to some of you separately, and some of you have called me at time to time. You know I'm not feeling good. How you feeling? But I want to say publicly that when I was a little kid, maybe 10 years old, I'd go to the movie, and it was this old black and white movie, scratchy, the sound was bad and everything. And then you have this modern cinema thing with the picture on the top and on the side. And the that's what you guys are. You are the new surround vision. I think you're all doing a great job. I've gotten some flack years, months ago, when before the election, about certain people. They can all go kiss my lily white behind. You guys are doing a great job. Keep at it. And I know you're running for state senate. I hate to see you go. Because you guys are sort of meshed in together. It's fabulous from the past. It's a complete different thing, and that's what I wanted to say publicly. And Ron, you know, 5 years ago, my mama passed away. And she thought she had one child, but man, I've got another brother over here. So thank you. Mama knows it. Congratulations to all of you.
Bob, thank you for those nice comments. They come all too rarely from people. Thank you, sir.
Okay, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you. Take
thank
care
you.
Of yourself.
Okay. Good luck.
All right.
We'll see you.
How are you today, Travis?
Good.
We will formally be in session in 8 minutes.
Here you go. How about a recess until then? Is that possible?
We'll stand in recess until 9 a.m.
Yeah, a little too hot this weekend.